You probably don't need me to remind you that since the start of this year, 21 children have been killed in the Western Cape. It's got to the point where we almost brace ourselves daily as you pick up a newspaper or reach for the knob on the radio, wondering which child next, which area next, where is it going to be next? I'm acutely aware of the fact that it's happening so often that we are almost starting to become numb to it. And it's something we've spoken about a lot in our building with friends and with colleagues and family members as well. This fear that we do become numb, the fear that this becomes so predictable and so regular that we've start viewing it as normal, the normalization of violence in our society. I hope we never, ever reach that point. Somebody else who hopes we never reach that point is the community chest, determined that we won't reach that point, that this surge in violence against children has to be halted and reversed. And this morning, they've convened an urgent meeting of parties to try and find a way through the crisis and come up with some concrete solutions on where to go from here. So around 60 NGOs are meeting at St. George's Cathedral. The Department of Social Development is there as well for the special Child Protection Forum. Joining me on the line is Joan Durries, Program Manager with Community Chest Western Cape and helping to coordinate the proceedings at St. George's this morning. Joan, thanks for stepping out from the meeting to chat to us and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your interest and concern about this very, very troubling issue.
Joan, talk to us about what's happened this morning. 60 NGOs, everybody shares the same concern, the same heartbreak at the stories. Everyone feels a sense of helplessness. You've brought together people who hopefully have come up with concrete strategies on what we can do. What have you found today?
We had an amazing panel of speakers under the guidance of our CEO, Lorenza Davids, and Professor Eric Atmore from the Center for Early Childhood Development. We had stories told from so many different perspectives to give us a real deep understanding of the nature of the problem. It's not an easy issue to deal with, but the room is united in the fact that we have to take action, and we have to take action now. We have to do what we can do now to prevent this violence against our children from happening. And then there are so many longer-term issues that we have to deal with to actually really deal with the root of the problem. There's a very strong sense in the meeting that it's now time for action. We've got an excellent constitution. We've got an amazing Children's Act. We have all of this in place, but the implementation is sadly lacking, and that is where we have to start. Our children are crying out for our support. One of our speakers reminded us there is nothing we can do for the children who have died, but there are millions of children that need us now. So we are getting to the closing phase of the proceedings now, where we are going to be crafting the call for action, which will take us forward and carry the momentum forward. We know that there are a number of initiatives going on at the moment, and we want to work together with all those initiatives. The community chest doesn't have the answer, and we are honest about that, but we are interested in facilitating a collaborative effort from particularly civil society and all such as and sectors of society, so that this is an urgent plea to save our children. And we look forward to the momentum of this campaign growing and really delivering the concrete results that we want. No more child deaths in this city.
May it be so, Joan. You've mentioned civil society because you are the ones who often are the people on the front line holding these children and their families in your care and seeing where they are slipping through the gaps. But what about the role of government? What representation has been there today of government from any level?
We had the South African police, the head from the Bavo office that deals with family violence and sexual violence, and he could tell us many stories about what they are doing. But clearly, he made a very, very strong appeal that really we have to work together. We haven't had the kind of support from government that we would have liked to have had, but that does not deter us. because we know that as the campaign gathers momentum, we will bring all stakeholders into the room. The head of the trauma center for violence and victims of torture said that it was their organization that presented the call to have a commission on child safety, and that was turned down by the premier. So there is a growing voice in the room that indeed that commission must happen. So as we come to the close and we do the call to action, it may be that call for a commission for child safety will again be put on the table and presented to the premier for consideration.
Joan, it sounds to me like you are already effectively beginning that process of inquiry yourselves.
Yes.
Because it has to happen whether or not government backs it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had incredible support from UCT, the Children's Institute, with Professor Shanaz Matthews and with Professor Eric Atmore as well, because we need to, we really can't faff around with this issue anymore. We need to know the facts. We need to know the research on the matter, and we need to have a program of action that can be sustained over time and really deal with the problem. It's an issue that is so highly emotive that we can all go off on different tangents, and we can march until we are blue in the face. We can weep buckets of tears, but what happens after that? So we are very determined that this has to be the start of the widest collaboration of all sectors. And it, who would believe that 22 years into democracy, we would be having to make a wide appeal to save our children? But that is where we are at. We will look the problem in its face and we will deal with it.
Joan Darius, thank you for the update. Speaking to us from St. George's Cathedral, where that event continues. Joan's the program manager at Community Chest Western Cape. And yeah, I mean, how disappointing to hear that there's been lukewarm support from government level for an event like this. You would expect that they should be at the very least present, if not leading the conversation. And it's very disappointing to say the least. Joan, thank you for the update, and I hope you will share with us the outcome document, that call to action you referenced, so that we can share some of the detail of what the proposals are going forward. Perhaps that's something we can pick up on the show on Monday.